Kaite whakarongo koe ki te reo erirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei. You're listening to 95BFM Breakfast. I'm excited to get into this yarn. We've got a special guest in the studio, Morena Joel Little.
Morena, thank you for having me.
Of course, how are you this morning?
I'm really good, thank you.
Very good. Thanks for making the time to come up. We're here to talk about Big Fan. Happy birthday, Big Fan, turning 3.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Very, very exciting.
I can't believe it's 3. It feels like ages ago.
Yeah.
It's like, I think that is because it's established itself as such a, like...
We've packed a lot in the first 3 years, yeah.
Yeah. You got stuff done.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about, like, just some of the highlights of the past 3 years, because you have done a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we started... The whole idea with Big Fan is it was supposed to be kind of a world-class studio and venue space, and we just wanted to give as many people access to a facility like that as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people know that it's a charity, so, since we started, we've just tried to do as much as we can to help the New Zealand music industry, so running a lot of free programs, a lot of writing camps, and we do residencies where we give away free studio time, we run mentorship programs and do seminars, and then people just hire the studios and the venue for gigs and for recording as well.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing, you sort of, especially in the Tamaki Makaurau scene, but elsewhere across Aotearoa as well, every time you talk to someone in the music industry, I feel as though they've already... known someone or sort of been involved in some way or another with Big Fan or gone and done some writing or done one of the programs. So the reach is spreading pretty quickly, eh?
That's so cool, yeah. I mean, we've had, I don't know if you've got the exact numbers there, but I think we've had like 3,000 people through the studios, like over 30,000 people through the venue, like 4,000 people playing on the stage in the venue. It's just like, yeah, we didn't really realize the need that there was for a place like that. And so it's just been so satisfying to see everybody using it and enjoying it and getting a lot out of it.
Especially as a all ages venue as well, because we're seriously lacking in that department. So it's so nice to have that safe space for our rangatahi, eh?
Yeah, and that was almost like, at first I was just in the studios upstairs and then we had the room downstairs, and it was almost like halfway through the building process where I was like, I think that we should turn this into a venue, which was like a whole a massive can of worms that like seemed like a simple idea at the time. But yeah, you're right. It was just such a need for a place like that out there. And we're lucky as well because we're licensed all ages, so you can have an all ages show where people over 18 can still have a beer if they want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just caters for everybody.
Mm, so cool. Now, 3 years in and a lot of exciting stuff has happened, but as we all know, this industry is not an easy place, and so we need to support Big Fan, and that's why you've launched this fundraiser, right? Tell us a little bit about how it's going to work.
Yeah, well, like I said, Big Fan is a charity, so any sort of money that we have made through people hiring the studios, using the venue, buying a beer at the venue, that all goes back into the programs that we put on there, the free programs. And and we've done a lot. We've run 35 free programs in the 3 years and had hundreds of people participate in those. And we just want to be able to do more. Mm. And so we've launched this fundraiser. It's our first ever fundraiser. We're trying to raise $50,000. And my wife, Gemma, and I are going to dollar match everybody's donations, $50,000. So there's a potential $100,000 there. So,
wow.
We want to like put some skin in the game as well. So every $5 somebody puts in, that's $10 that goes to Big Fan. So
amazing. So cool. If you're looking for a chance to do some good, everyone, you can head over to Big Fan's website, right? And that's how you can donate.
Yeah. If you just go to bigfan.co.nz, it should pop up right there. And you can help out any way you can. It'd be hugely appreciated. And it'll just mean, we run all these programs and we have so many people apply for them, but there's only so many spots and we just want to be able to run more programs so that we can get more people through the door.
Yeah, so the more money that you raise, the more you'll be able to offer all of these resources up.
Yeah, exactly. Just more writing camps, more mentorships, more of everything is kind of what we're going for.
Which, listeners, means more good music for you, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's the beautiful circle of music, isn't it?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So this is launched today and is on until the 20th of November, is that right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of based around, or like centers around our third birthday as well. So on the 15th of November, we're throwing a gig and we have an open day during the day at Big Fan. Which is, it's at 25 McDonald Street in Morningside, if anyone wants to come and check it out. But we have an open day there, so people can just look around the studios. Our team will be there to show people around. We have a record market in the garage, and we also have somebody there who's going to do free, like, gear fixing diagnostics. Like if you have a piece of gear that's not working, they can come and take a look and tell you. Maybe fix it on the spot. And yeah. Someone's got like a broken tuning peg on their guitar or something. Like you can bring it down and someone will take a look at it for you for free.
Brilliant.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Also, should mention that donations over $5 are tax deductible in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, yeah. Get amongst.
Go amongst that, everyone.
Go big or go home. $5.50.
Yeah, do it.
That's what they say. There's also an evening show on the on the 15th, right? On the third birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the actual birthday, the 15th?
I think the official... I think we opened on the 9th of November, maybe, years ago. But, this is pretty close.
Yeah.
That's close enough.
And it's a Koha entry sort of situation, is that right?
Yeah, it's just pay what you can, exactly. And, again, that all just goes back into money towards the programs. If you can't pay anything, you can still come, but you still have to go on and register for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And we've got some great acts playing as well. So
yeah, it's going to be mean. Great South, Greta Van Der Brink, Tangerino, and Costa Silic. Did you curate the lineup?
Savina, our general manager, she put it together. Most of those people, or all of those people, have been through Big Fan in one way or another. Cool. And a couple of them even started, and we have like a rangatahi songwriting camp for underage, you know, kids to learn how to write collaboratively for the first time. And a couple of those people have been through that, then recorded, then played their first gigs, and now are playing at Big Fan. So it's like a cool little circle that we've got going on there with the alumni of some of our programs.
Karawe, that's so cool. Mm. Such a mean kaupapa. Everyone get amongst. Head over to Big Fan's website to donate, and your donation will be matched. And get amongst, get along to this open day record fair gear servicing gig extravaganza on the 15th of November.
Please, come down.
It's going to be really cool. I thought we'd listen to a track from Great South to get everyone excited. Thank you so much for coming up for a Kōrero, Joel.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Joel. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Big Fan. Happy birthday, Big Fan. This is Another Day in Tāmaki from Great South.
Coming down full force. something out of nothing at all. It's when it rains, it pours in Oakland, coming down full force in some key. Noble savage comes to mind when you walk my way. Break down, baby.